Monday, September 18th, staff meeting this morning covered a number of current details. The Soviet grain deal continues to be a problem as agriculture screws up the line that they're putting out each day a little bit worse. Kissinger came in for the first time in a long time, and that stirred up a lot of questions to him on Vietnam and other items, a long discussion of the Soviet Jew problem with the agreement or plea by Flanagan that Kissinger meet with Javits and Ribbikov, but Kissinger feeling he can't do Ribbikov and that he should meet with Rabin instead and try to get him to work the U.S. Jews on it. Some concern about the long-range problem of the appearance of a Soviet advantage in the trade deal, the problem of Peterson trying to peddle the trade deal with Percy, Javits, and Ribbikov, which Kissinger's going to try to get canceled or at least delayed. Some discussion of veto strategy. There are three bills up that are candidates for vetoes, including OEO extension, and considerable debate as to what should be done on that with no decision. And discussion of a counteroffensive on the POW, since we're going to have to face the three guys that have been released and that will be holding press meetings in the next few days. Mitchell called about the Jewish thing, recommending that we have a meeting in New York with 20 to 25 Jewish leaders from around the country, and that would take care of the need in that area. The president got into considerable detail on family schedule. He thinks the girls and Mrs. Nixon should not do any more press conferences or talk shows because the questioners are becoming too strident and rough, and the press is much rougher this year than they were in 68 because they realize the family is so effective. So he thinks, and I agree, that they should just go into nice areas and be nice and not do any more Q&As. Even though they handle it well, it doesn't develop the story that we want. They also feel strongly they've done the big states now and they should start doing small states, or at least small cities in the big states. On political strategy, the president thought Ed Nixon was doing an awfully good job in his low-key way of hitting the opposition. Wants to be sure we keep the Catholic issues front and center, abortion and parochial schools, that we work the scheduling out to get the family into all the states, that McGregor and Finch and so on should study the president's thesis on election results that you never win by a 2-to-1 margin, and that the optimum for a Republican is 57, the Eisenhower landslide figure in 56. Wants Colson and Ehrlichman to sit in the political meeting Tuesday, and also to have Connolly bring George Christian. Wants to be sure Ziegler has the line that he is never to answer any McGovern statement. He's always to no comment them. He's concerned on strategy as to whether we're answering too much of McGovern stuff and whether we shouldn't, instead of answering, attack on a counterpoint, which is exactly right. For example, Butts, who went at this the wrong way. We had our regular political meeting today, and there's nothing new, covered most of the above points from the president. This afternoon, the president met with Ken Reitz and Bill Brock, discussed the youth program and progress to date, but then the president got into quite a discussion with them of some post-election ideas in the area of wanting to mobilize a new majority and a new establishment, and was counting on them for a plan to lead to development of that kind of a thing. Afterward, he talked with me again about his whether he should get into post-election planning now, which I strongly feel he should. And he's agreed to spend some time at Camp David Wednesday on that, end of September 18th.